Welcome to your daily devotional, May 28th. All fair, no spot. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, and verse 7. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. On my wedding anniversary, it seems appropriate to select a text which speaks of romance. There is no shortage of such texts in the Song of Solomon, the story of Solomon and his Shulamite bride. Consider how Solomon praises his bride. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. Now, his bride was surely not perfect, but love overlooks flaws. It focuses on the beauty of the one loved in an exclusive sense. We all know the players, men who charm women with a motive to satisfy self, and the gold diggers, women who seek a man with money or earning power but absent genuine love. Solomon was something of a player, for he had many wives and concubines, but this one excelled them all in gaining his romantic affections. And the inspired word of God records this to be so. Do you tend to see and magnify the flaws of your spouse? Or do you rightly dwell on the beauty of your spouse inside and out? If you do the latter, you will be on your way to a happy and lasting marriage. Let us now consider the spiritual application. Since all scripture is Christocentric and speaks of the Lord Jesus, there surely is a spiritual application. The beloved can be seen as a type of Christ, and the bride can be seen as the church. In fact, the Bible presents it this way in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. If this be the case, how can it be said that the church believers are all fair with no spot? Does not the Lord say in Isaiah, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags"? In our natural sinful state, there is nothing desirable about us, nor do we desire the Savior in our default condition of sin and enmity against God. But God, through Christ, has clothed us with His righteousness. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Our Beloved has clothed us with garments of His perfect righteousness. He now sees those who believe, even you, as a special object of His affection. Your flaws, your sins, have been paid for in full at Calvary. As you go through this world, you will still sin, but you can confess that sin and daily seek restored relationship with God through Christ, who made the reconciliation by His spotless blood. But your position with God will never change. Your sins shall be forgiven and forgotten, and even now your Savior sees you now through the eyes of love. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you.